Our reading this morning is from the book of Luke. It's very familiar probably to everyone. It's the story of the Good Samaritan. Just then, a lawyer stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he said, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" He said to him, "What is written in the law? What do you read there?" He answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And he said to him, "You have given the right answer. Do this, and you will live." But wanting to justify himself, he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell into the hands of robbers, who stripped him, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a priest was going down the road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed on the other side. But a Samaritan, while traveling, came near him. And when he saw him, he was moved with pity. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, having poured oil and wine on them. Then he put him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said, 'Take care of him, and when I come back, I will pay you whatever more you spent.' Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers?" The lawyer said, "The one who showed him mercy." And Jesus replied, "Go and do likewise." This is probably the best known parable in the Bible. Probably one of the best known stories that there is, period. Whether you've ever opened a Bible or walked into a church, you probably know this story. It has an effect on our world. We tend to be pretty good at, when there's a disaster, of stepping up and helping out. And the lesson that I was always taught through Sunday school was, when you see someone in trouble, you lend a hand. And if that's all that's here in the story, we can go have a cup of coffee and call it a day. But, and that word "but," it crushes more dreams and hopes than any other word, I think. It's not that simple. When you see someone in trouble, lend a hand. Sometimes it's hard to tell when someone is really in trouble. We certainly teach our kids never to go help someone unless your mom and dad are there with you. To better understand the story of the Good Samaritan, we need to look at the framework that it comes within. We have a lawyer. Now, a lawyer in Jesus' days was not like a lawyer today, necessarily. A lawyer in Jesus' times kept the laws of Moses. A scribe and a lawyer were the same thing. So the lawyer asks, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" Now he's either asking because he really wants to know, or he's challenging Jesus. So Jesus asks him, "So what does the law say?" "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And he said to him, "You have given the right answer. Do this, and you will live." Not an easy task. If that's truly the rules you have to pass to go to heaven, heaven might be kind of a lonely place. But wanting to get a little clearer picture, to justify himself, he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" It's the one variable. If I could shrink that down to a manageable size, maybe I could actually do this. So how small of a circle can we make this? He wanted like a list. You know, if I think of my family and a few friends, if I consider them my neighbors, am I covered? He wanted to know who's on his list and who's not on his list. Could you make a list like that? You probably could if you think about it. A list of people you want to be your neighbor. And then you'd probably also have a list of people you don't want to be your neighbor. Right? Let someone else worry about them. I don't want to have to worry about them. And the rest of the world, well, if I have time, I'll help them as well. But Jesus answers the question with the parable of the Good Samaritan. And he ends it by simply saying, "Go and do likewise." And when we hear this story, we come away with the thought that when you see someone in trouble, you're supposed to lend a hand. But there's a lot more going on here. You really need to know who a Samaritan is. Talked before about how way before Jesus' time, the kingdom of Israel split in two. There was a northern kingdom and a southern kingdom. I think it was over taxes. But the Assyrians came into the northern kingdom and assimilated that kingdom into their culture. So they didn't conquer the people. They weren't slaves. They became part of the Syrian culture. So they married Assyrians. They followed the Assyrian religion. Whereas the southern kingdom, well, they went into exile. The Babylonians sent them into exile. And eventually they came back home, but they were still the Jews. The kingdom in the north no longer was. And because of this, the Jewish people of that time hated the Samaritans. They were considered half-human, unclean, unfit, undesired. A Jewish traveler would go way out of his way not to have to walk through any Samaritan land. And the Samaritans felt the same way about the Jews. So the Samaritans are the descendants of the people of the northern kingdom of Israel. Now, in the beginning of the story, a priest and a Levite walk by and don't do anything. To the people Jesus were talking to at the time, this happened all the time. The people in power had been turning their backs on them their whole lives. This was nothing new. And they were waiting for a good Jewish person to come along and save this poor person laying along the side of the road. But instead, it was a Samaritan. The Jews hated the Samaritans more than they hated the Romans. But it's a Samaritan who came and bandaged his head, put him on an animal, and took him to the inn. Not only did he just take care of him in that moment, but he made it clear to the innkeeper, "Please keep him here and take care of him until he's all better. And when I come back this way, I will pay you whatever you have spent." Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robber? And the lawyer answered, "The one who showed him mercy." He couldn't even bring himself to say the Samaritan. Who is my neighbor? This is probably not the answer the lawyer was looking for. So go and do likewise. When you see one in trouble, lend a hand. But I think there's something more that Jesus is asking us to do here. You see, we go through life looking through a lens that develops over time. It's how we're brought up. It's our experiences, our wishes, our fears. We look through this lens and that's how we see the world. The key to this story is it's the Samaritan, when he saw this person lying along the side of the road, looked through a different lens. He pushed aside all the hatred that he had been carrying around, that culture had been given, that had given to him, been handed down from generation to generation. He just saw someone in need. And in that moment, everything else became possible. But if you can't see through that lens, you can't see someone in need and actually see a person in need and put aside the fear and the hatred that you might be carrying, nothing else can take place. That one moment made everything else possible. Go and do likewise. It's not just about lending a hand, but changing the way you see each other in the world around us. And not just when you see someone in need. There's a couple people in this story that kind of get glossed over, that are mentioned and then forgotten. And that's the robbers. A man goes down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell into the hands of robbers who stripped him, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. The robbers are very important to our story because if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have a story. If it wasn't for them, there wouldn't be a person lying along the side of the road who needed to be banished and to be cared for. There wouldn't be a person for the Levite to walk past. If it wasn't for the robbers, there would have been no harm caused in the first place. And that's the key. We do a great job of lending a hand when people are in need. We probably need to do a much better job of not causing harm in the first place. There really is no list. Jesus asks us to be there for each other, to conduct ourselves in a way that a good Samaritan is not needed in the first place. Go and do likewise. Amen.